If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the show. I'm joined by Matt Brown. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
My headline for you today, City AM is proud to present their 3,000th edition of the newspaper.
Yeah, been going over 10 years. Well done, them.
Outstanding good stuff.
Yeah, onwards and upwards as onwards well. And may upwards. It long continue.
Right, let's kick off with the headlines this morning. Equities flat to down, small risk-off mode, China data beats and US tax reform bill. A couple of lines on each of these.
Briefly, well, equities a little bit flat. They're kind of, it feels like the market's running out of steam, but the reason being...
We say that too, a lot of the time, right?
But the reason being, it's pausing for breath at the moment. We've got little in the way of macro data, obviously big data dump last week, and we've talked about that before. So equities just kind of in a holding pattern, seeing where we can go from here. With small risk-off mode, we've seen the yen improve, gold improve slightly, but it's not certainly a correction or a sell-off. It's just a 0.5% blip to the downside. Strong numbers out of China that have helped. Certainly in the miners this morning, and all eyes to the US tax reform bill tentatively may get passed or watered down slightly by Republicans this evening. So just look out for news flow on that. But the main focus really has been on actual companies reporting. We've had the likes of Sainsbury's, some not great numbers out from them.
Cut the dividend.
Exactly, cutting the dividend, which obviously investors don't like. So they're trading off about 3%. This morning. So there's a bit of focus on UK corporates this morning.
Understood. Let's go on to a FTSE one to watch, Burberry. Now, they reported numbers established 1856. I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed.
What were the headlines there? Are they going online?
They are already online. They will look at their presence online as well. They've had a write-down of about 15 million, which actually for Burberry is not a huge amount with regards to store improvements or the store plan that they're doing. Actually, the numbers didn't look too bad. The profits were up 26%, but the stock's trading down 10% this morning. You know, retailers are struggling, albeit, you know, Burberry sells to China, and we've seen some strong data coming out of China, so that's really their market. But Supergroup as well reported today. They make super dry clothes for...
I love super dry.
Yeah, for middle-aged men.
The gross revenue's up 26%, I think.
It's an incredible stock, and do you know what? I was actually thinking this morning, this is something Marks & Spencer's, if they need to improve and reach out to the young kids, it's not necessarily by Supergroup, but why don't they start looking at proper concessions? Let's get the footfall, let's get the young kids in to the store. If they start selling Superdry or All Saints and all these kind of young brands actually in the store, they can get them through the door, you know, and that may be the change. That may be what they need to do.
Our friend Simon English at the Evening Standard wrote a very good piece last night about Marks & Spencer's. He interviewed a number of people and said, how would they turn it around? Because it's always a recovery story, isn't it?
It is in transition. I mean, we saw they hit 1 billion profit about 10 years ago under Stuart Rose, and since then it's just been
gone one way.
Yeah, okay, Paddington Bear short.
Let's talk small cap City Fibre. Who, what, how?
Yeah, this jumped out at me this morning. They've signed a deal with Vodafone, strategic deal to supply optic fibres into 1 million UK homes. This is positive for the company. The company's got a market cap of about 260 million. It's an AIM-listed stock, but performing well there. And it's just an interesting stock, up 26%. It's something that hasn't been on my radar. It's a good deal for them. The stock had been underperforming over the past 6 months, but I say uplifted by about 25-26%. This morning.
Excellent. A few words on currencies. The Great British Pound against the US dollar, the cable cross 130-133, very dull, and the Euro Great British Pound 88-25.
Brexit
Brussels yesterday.
Brexit talks resumed today, so look out for that. The pound really kind of probably consolidating to the downside, certainly against the dollar. We've got industrial and manufacturing data due out tomorrow. That could influence it slightly, but at the moment it feels that it could consolidate to the downside.
Headline, I saw Simon French from
Pamia.
Pamier, he wrote a piece basically expecting Great British Pound to go weaker, cable to go weaker into 2018. Right, let's talk core numbers. 28%, what is this?
Well, the pound in the pocket is going to be stronger for train drivers. Aslef have agreed, I believe, with Southern West Trains to a 28% pay rise for the train drivers. Yeah, it's a huge amount when you look at inflation at around 2.8%. Wage growth is a lot less than that. That's a great deal, and that could pocket them £80,000 a year.
Including overtime.
Including overtime, indeed, for driving trains. Their argument, it makes the train safer, 28% pay rise. You know, does that improve passenger safety? Discuss. But, and I mean, that's incredible. When you look at the Paradise Papers and people saying the rich are for saving themselves 20% corporation tax or whatever offshore, and here we have kind of a union asking for 28%. So, you know, it's both ends of the spectrum. And I think those stuck in the middle are probably feeling that's a bit unfair
today.
That
will be me and you then. Indeed. Right, let's wrap up with the economic calendar. Just the weekly jobless claims. Dull day then.
Yeah, very weak on the macro front. Dull day. As I said, UK manufacturing data due out tomorrow is a bit of a data point, but it's been a quiet week. And I think the markets will trade sideways today.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.